and welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. Today we're going to begin a number of reflections on different psalms, and we're looking today at perhaps the most famous psalm, Psalm 23. We come to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you and praise you for your word. Thank you for the way that you speak to us through it. And Lord, as we look at this, for some of us, very familiar passage of Scripture, we pray that you would bring it alive to us in new and fresh ways. Lord, we want to be excited by your word. We want to be surprised by your word. Break in power. May we hear your voice speaking, and may we respond to you in repentance, in faith, and with a renewed commitment to discipleship. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Psalm 23. As with all the readings that I've given up to this point, I'm reading from the New International Version, but on this occasion I will just change some of the words a little. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, or the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Wonderful, wonderful words. And this is a psalm that has helped so many people down the ages to know God as their shepherd and to know Jesus as their good shepherd. One of the mistakes, though, that we can make when we come to this psalm is to see it as very peaceful and pastoral. We might imagine beautiful sunshine. We might imagine sheep who are very happy in this lovely green field. There's no danger, there's no darkness. It's a sort of chocolate box scene, sort of picture that you would get on the front of a box of chocolates or on a very nice, very peaceful picture. But actually the psalm is not like that. It talks about danger. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. If you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, if you're going through the darkest valley, then that's not a peaceful pastoral scene. It's tough. It's dangerous. It's difficult. Maybe you're going through such a time now. Well, this psalm is very much for you. God meets us in the quietness, and he leads us in good places. But also, when we walk through the darkest valley, he is with us there as well. May you know the presence of Jesus by the Holy Spirit as you go through the darkest valley today. And may we press on to know him more. This psalm is well known, the shepherd himself perhaps less well known. There is a story that comes from a Welsh Eisteddfod where, as part of the celebration, they had a public speaking competition. The text that was set was Psalm 23. They were saying it in Welsh, of course, which I won't try and replicate. But an actor stood up to read the psalm, and he read it beautifully. Every phrase was well tuned and spoken powerfully and clearly. When he had finished the reading, he sat down, and people in the audience thought, well, this man must win the competition. And then someone else got up to read. And this time he stumbled over some of the words. His voice was a little bit flatter, but there was something there that was so powerful, an authenticity, a depth of understanding in relation to the psalm and the shepherd. When this second man had finished his reading, the first man, the actor, stood up again. And he said, this second man must win the prize, because I know the psalm, but he knows the shepherd. I know the psalm, but he knows the shepherd. We may well know the psalm, but how well do we know the shepherd? May we know him alongside us in good times and in bad. Once again, may we know him with us in the darkest valley. But may we also press on to know the Lord Jesus, the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. May we press on to know him more. Some of us have the opportunity in this time to spend longer in God's word, to spend longer in prayer. If that's not you, then take heart, because I believe that God will be with you throughout the day. But if we do have that opportunity to really give ourselves to God in prayer and worship and in reading his word, may we know that, and may we know the shepherd more deeply in our hearts and in our lives. The psalm is great, but the shepherd himself is greater. I want to encourage us to pause, and want to pray not only that we would know the shepherd better and that we would know his protection today, but also to look outwards in prayer and to pray for church and world and wider community. And to help us today, I'm going to use some words from John Chrysostom. John was a 4th century Christian. He was Bishop of Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul in Turkey. The name Chrysostom actually means golden-mouthed, and it was almost certainly a nickname because of his gift with words and his power as a speaker. So I'm going to use some of his words, words from church history, but words that enable our prayers today. I pray for myself and for those dear to me. May the Lord direct our steps to every good deed. I pray for my community and neighbours. cover us with the covering of your wings. Drive away every enemy. Bring us your peace. Lord, have mercy on us and on your world. I pray for my church and for the church and mission of Jesus Christ. Lord God, save your people and bless your inheritance. Bring everything to perfection and make us worthy of your kingdom through the grace, mercy, and love of your only Son, with whom you are praised, together with your holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and forever. And I pray for all in authority and for the needs of the world. Lord, gladden and revive the face of the earth, that it may flourish, for the sake of the poor, the widow, the orphan, and the stranger. For our eyes are on you, and you give bread in due season. And now a final prayer flowing from Psalm 23. Lord, we thank you for this psalm, and we thank you for the promise of your presence, even in the darkest valley. Help us to know that presence today, and help us also to be those who know not only the psalm, but also the shepherd, more deeply, more clearly, more faithfully, day by day. Help us as disciples in these challenging times, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.